Welcome to the Shortcut to Scottish Stand-Up with me, Rona McKenzie.
I am a comedian on the Scottish circuit. I have actually been doing this gig on and off for 19 years. I can't believe I've actually been in the scene that long. And what I'm hoping to do is create a podcast for absolute beginners, for people that have never really even been in a comedy club before. What I'm hoping to do is create a series of three podcasts whereby if the most you've dipped your toe in Scottish comedy is that you own a Kevin Bridges DVD, we can help you. Because if you reckon you've got the comedy chops, I reckon you should give it a go. Anybody should give stand-up comedy a go if you think you've got something to say and you think you can be funny. But often people fall into pitfalls, and I don't want to see you die in your hole or be stuck with 5 minutes of absolute silence, which, let me assure you, will bring on explosive diarrhoea in a second. So I'm going to take you through, just for episode one, the absolute basics in the Shortcut to Scottish Stand-Up. So to start with, you need material. Now, material is anything that you say out loud that you reckon is funny. Now, this could be sketch comedy, you could be a poet, you could sing a song, whatever it happens to be. Nina Conte, for example, sticks her hand up a monkey's bum and makes the most beautiful comedy out of it. You need to generate material. It can come in any format you like, but all you need is five. I think people seem to think that they have to come with screeds and have at least a half hour to an hour. No, none of that. Because the most that you are going to be asked to do as a starting off stand-up is 5 minutes. When it comes to exercising your comedy brain, there are ways to get comedy flowing. What you've got to do is think about ways that you can generate material. Now you could go to newspapers, you could look at what's happening in the world topically. Look at your own life, even just for your first 5 minutes. Look at what makes you unique. I'm a disabled comic, for example, and my life as a sometimes wheelchair user, my life's slightly different from the norm. And by putting a spin on it, it can then make it quite comedic. What makes you different? What makes you different to your pals? What makes your take on the world a bit more unique? You know, is it your family set up? Is your family mad? Are they worth talking about? You will find loads of places to generate material. Eavesdropping. I think people don't eavesdrop as much as they used to. They've all got earbuds in, listening to their tunes or whatever. But you might be missing a trick. If you're on the number 9 bus going to Paisley, let me assure you, there is some top banter to be had. And sometimes you might overhear something that might just actually be comedy gold. There are courses and there is further reading that you can do. There are some amazing comics who actually run courses. For example, in Glasgow, we have the amazing Viv G. And Viv G's been going for years, right? Viv does a variety of comedy courses throughout town, but she has been the kickboard for the likes of Jay Lafferty, Billy Kirkwood, Des McLean, Des Clark, you name it. A lot of people have come off the back of Viv's course. There's people like John O'Brien, Obi, who, again, is a very long-standing act and who does courses. They're quite short courses. These courses can generally be anything from 4 weeks to 8 weeks. And within that time, is they will help you generate 5 minutes of material, or more if you can do it. But 5 minutes is all you're asked for. And they do various exercises because, really, your comedy brain is something you've got to exercise. So a course definitely is a way to go. It can also get you a tribe of people who are like-minded if you don't know anybody else within your pals or whatever who are into comedy, then a course is the way to go. I highly recommend them. There's also further reading that you can do. There's a lot of comics. It tends to be comics that write these, worth noting. And I would think I would tend to read something by a comic rather than necessarily an academic, because these people have the credentials to write about the subject. But there's so much reading that you can do out there. Adam Bloom's book, Finding Your Comedy Genius, is a great book, particularly for advanced people. There are people like Logan Murray, who also has a book on stand-up. I personally love Jimmy Carr's work. Jimmy Carr has a book called Before and Laughter, and also The Comedy Jape, whereby he explores the history of comedy. If you read a lot of comedy autobiographies, they will also tell you how they got into comedy. So there is a plethora, depending on what comedians you like. Honestly, the world is your lobster. Just go down to Waterstones, get a book, go to the library. You know, you don't have to start off expensive. That's the thing. And the podcast community has loads. There's things like The Comedian's Comedians by Stuart Goldsmith. And his show has been running it's nearly 500, I think, if not more. But he interviews comedians and talks about their journey. There's things like that, there's things online. But we are hoping that this podcast will at least give you the basics to start you off. But there is much further reading and listening that you can do. Now, your first gig. What to expect for your first gig? I think some people assume that it's going to be such a professional gig that it's like Live at the Apollo. Don't go expecting that for your first gig. A lot of comedy is actually done initially in pubs, in clubs, basements. It's in wee corners of the pub where there's drinkers on the other side who maybe haven't paid for comedy nor wanted comedy. But expect it to be in that kind of environment, in sort of small clubs. It could be in a wee labour club or a bowling green, those sort of things. And you're going to be on a bill probably with similar kind of acts. You might be on a newcomer's bill, so everybody's going to be a newcomer. Sometimes what they do is they have an accomplished host and they have an accomplished headliner to finish off the night, so that, you know, if you've paid for that gig, you're not going to go home disappointed. But essentially, all the new acts, it could be a bag of Revels. Do you know what I mean? You could have an absolute top quality toffee in amongst that. But equally, you could get the coffee cream and you might go home with a bad taste in your mouth. So expect that. Don't expect you're going to be headlining. Don't expect it. You know, just enjoy the night for what it is. Turn up on time. That's so important. Some people don't turn up on time. You'll have been given a time to be expected to turn up. You've also been given a time that you'd be expected to do. And as I say, as a new comic, that's 5 minutes. Keep to your time. People who run way over are not popular, and I'm coming from someone who runs over. It is not a good practice. So test out that material. Try and time it for, say, 4.5 minutes, and then that factors in laughs, because I think when you say it out loud yourself, you maybe don't realise how much you actually have. I think people think they've got less, and then when they say it, they're like, oh my God, I've actually got more than I think I have. At your first gig, turn up, be on time, be polite. As so many people don't realise basic etiquette of just being nice. Watch all the other acts as well. It's good if you can. I understand if you've got commitments, then fair dues. But in the main, if you can try and stay and watch other acts, because that is also a source of inspiration, can also be tales of what to do and what not to do. But definitely that is worth doing and staying to the end, because sometimes you will see a headliner that is an absolute masterclass in the craft, and why not take that in when you can? Watch comedy, you know, watch DVDs, get on Netflix or any other streaming channel and watch what comedy's out there. There are channels just devoted to comedy, like Next Up Comedy, Comedy Central, you name it. There's stuff out there. Nobody is ever lost for comedy output. So watch as much as you can. And when you go to your gig, make sure you've got water or some kind of drink, because it's amazing how cotton mouth can set in and you then find that you are unable to speak. So it's often good. Some people go for Dutch courage. One for Dutch courage is fine. Do not get sloshed. Because getting absolutely hammered and then being unable to function, or then perhaps losing your inhibitions so much that you forget the etiquette, not a good way to go. Don't recommend it. So if you can try and be as sober as you can, that helps. As I say, maybe with a wee liquid loosener at the most. Watch the other acts. Stay to the end. And sometimes ask questions. Some comics love to talk. That's the game we're in. But what you should do is you should chat to them and ask them questions that you may have. Again, it's that balance of not being a pain in the ass, but comics love telling you their stories. We'll also love telling you about bad gigs. There's never been a good story ever happened at a top night where it just ran well, but we will tell you about absolute disasters. Listen to these stories, take them on board, and don't do what we did, because, man alive, there have been some stinkers out there. Another place to go for resources, though, is online within the forums, the many forums that exist for comedy. But in Scotland, in particular, we have the Scottish Comedy Forum. Now, from time to time, there will be spells of people that seem to be on it all the time. It tends to be that newer acts comment more to start with, but there are established acts on there. The Great and the Good, there's 4,000 members on the Scottish Comedy Forum. They're not all on, but they might be watching. They might be looking in and lurking. So there are so many people on that. There are reviewers on there. There are promoters that have their own gigs. There are established comedians, and all the way down, hobbyists, amateurs, pro, you name it, they're all on there. It is worthwhile noting that despite the fact that the comedy scene is thriving at the minute, right, but we do tend to end up meeting one another. We are a close-knit community. We are quite well known to each other, even if not person to person as such. Sometimes we know the name or we know the reputation, because again, comedians are terrible gossips, and we do all talk between one another about gigs, about acts, about what we've seen. So it is very wise in an etiquette sense to be careful who you're talking to and what about, because we do know each other. So if you're slagging another act, be careful that not only do they not know that, you know, they might know them, they might be good friends with them, they might even be married to them, for God's sakes. You just don't know. It's definitely worthwhile to keep that in mind. But what I would say is that the Scottish Comedy Forum is an amazing place in order to get information. There are new gigs out all the time, and that is where often they are posted. There will be posters for gigs and that sort of thing. Get yourself down to open mics, even if you aren't on the bill. Get down, have a watch, see what people are putting out for their first five. But most important than anything else, just do it. Honestly, if you've got something to say, you think you've got a comic bent in order to do it, then do it. We don't care what it is. If you happen to be a poet, sketch comic, you name it, we're interested to see it. So if you reckon you've got 5 minutes material, come and join us and we'll help you in the shortcut to Scottish stand-up. Thanks so much for listening. I have been Rona McKenzie. This is part of a 3-part podcast, so don't forget to join us for part 2, whereby we will be building a comedian.